Hello and welcome back to the Meaning of Life podcast with your host, Squidly. Today, we're in the Forest of Dean, and I'm sat here right next to a campfire with my good friend, Kaius. Kaius, how are you today?
I am very good today. Because of this fire, I am feeling 100.
What have you been up to today? What have I been up to today alongside you?
What have we been up to today? We've been up to some caveman stuff. We've been digging a big-ass a fucking hole in the ground. Because why not? We want to build a little bushcraft theatre so we can watch shit while we're in the forest.
Yeah, got a shovel.
We got a shovel.
From Screwfix.
Yeah, we got a shovel from Screwfix, a tiny little pecker.
About £9.
Yeah, it does the job.
Yeah, that's the job.
It does. It's a pretty big shovel, actually. It's not that small. It's like it's average size. It is average size shovel.
And size doesn't matter.
Size doesn't matter. It's all about how it works, and it works well.
Yeah, it's about the... What's that thing virgins say? It's about the motion of the ocean.
It's about the motion of the ocean. Exactly. It's all about the motion of the ocean. And it's done an ocean of work.
I went in the ocean the other day. Did I tell you? I told Tristan earlier.
You went into the ocean?
So basically, there's this bloke called Tristan, who we... last time me and Kaius were here in this district... this part of the wild country. We were walking through and we popped into a meadow and bumped into this bloke and befriended him. We just went to visit him today, and I mentioned how, yeah, I've not been... The other day I went in the sea, like up to my neck, and I swam and I treaded water and I did a little breaststroke.
Oh, nice.
For the first time since I was a kid without any aid.
Shit.
Like, I went out there a couple of years ago, but with like a paddleboard.
Mm.
Or I've been out like with a boat.
I see.
But to be out there, like, just in the sea, with only my body, scares the shit out of me, man.
It is quite scary. What, you're, like, laying on your back to, like, float.
And if I get any water in my ears, then I'm dead. My head will just blow up. I first came to the Forest of Dean when I was doing the pre-production for Breathing Grounds. My film that is not even yet out, even though it... Bloody well should be.
It's been in pre-production for like fucking centuries now.
No, it's in post-production now.
Post-production.
But when I was in pre-production, I came here.
Oh,
right at the start of March. Then we shot at the end of March. Just fell in love with the place. It's just nice. And I come back quite a lot and I drag Kaius back
again.
Yeah,
he dragged my fucking ass kicking and screaming here.
Yeah.
But I do admit it's a very nice piece of land.
I mean, if you could describe... I mean, right now we're essentially sitting in amongst the sea of absolutely, like, gigantically tall spruce trees.
Yeah, it's like the Manhattan of the Forest of Dean.
Yeah.
It is. These trees are so fucking big.
They're absolutely gigantic and they're ancient. And at the ground level, we're surrounded by this almost, like, Jurassic canopy of cedar trees. And bracken ferns.
Yeah, there's like walls and walls of these trees. It feels like a little enclosed area. I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah.
This is where we set up our camp. But I absolutely love it. I love that feeling of being like safe and private in such an open area. It's starting to feel like home a bit. Like, I can probably stay here for a bit and feel pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a weird feeling. You only get as soon as you, like, sleep for one night, at least.
I feel very comfortable here.
Yeah, you're born in the nature. You're born in the woods.
Well, the thing is, for me, is that, like, when I was a kid, I didn't have a lot of relative safety, psychologically and physically. So I never found that safety feeling within the house, within the four walls. So I find it easier to find safety, like, out here in the forest.
I understand.
Because, like, a house doesn't define safety for me.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah, I guess it's pretty, like, personal to people, depending on how they perceive safety. Safety can mean a whole bunch of shit. It can mean having somebody to you love, or having, like, a house you live in, or even just... being on the open road. That guy that was... I forgot his name. They made a movie about him, Into the Wild. Like,
yes.
He never felt secure with things or, like, living in a house or something like that. He felt really, like, secure in the open country.
Yeah, but he went into the bus and died.
Oh yeah, he went into the bus and died, but that's because he ate a little berry that fucked him.
What was it? I thought he just died of starvation.
Yeah, because he ate something that was like, that kind of poisoned him.
That's not starvation, that's poisoning.
No. It's like a little thing. I don't know what it is, but he did eat something that fucked him over.
Oh.
I forgot. Wait. I can search it up right now.
That's kind of sad.
It is really sad, because like, I think he mistook it for something else. I mean, that's what I saw in the movie, at least.
Imagine dying from eating.
Yeah, that is a big fucking...
That's a big L. That's a Tate L.
That's a Tate L.
When I was digging that hole earlier, I was bringing up the moss carpet with my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally like a carpet.
It is. It's like a carpet. I remember the last time we came here, you literally took off your fucking shoes and socks and started walking around here.
Yeah,
like it was a house.
All of the ground is just... So in this forest, to just describe it, there's all these gigantic conifer trees, and the branches from all the way up there, they fall off, they land on the forest floor, and then they're just overgrown by moss. Like, before they've had a chance to be decomposed by any isopods or anything, they literally just get covered by this carpet of moss, and you can peel it all up and it all comes up as one.
Yeah, I remember the first time we actually came here, there's like these mounds of like wood that was just covered, like carpeted in moss, and there was like it was properly buried in there.
Well, I don't uncover that if I like for firewood, I won't uncover any moss wood.
Yeah, no. We usually just grab the wood that's already dead. We don't really like chop anything down, because first of all, it's harder to burn, and second of all, you know, you're harming the trees.
Hurt the little tree with its feelings.
Hurt the little tree.
Do you think plants have consciousness and decision making?
We can't really tell, can we?
Because I was thinking, right, like, you know how humans, like, we have eyes.
Yeah.
And our eyes are just cells, like cells in our body that have adapted to be able to sense light. So it's just a cell that can sense light, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plant cells are the same. They just have chlorophyll, and chlorophyll can sense light. It's a chemical in a cell that can sense light. So plant cells and leaf cells can sense light.
Yeah, they can sense light.
So then that is the same as a human eye. Like, as far as I'm concerned, it's like as good as. You can define that as an eye.
Well, I mean, an eye is, even though it's built out of cells, the cells have specific things that they do. But same goes for a leaf.
But they can see light, though. Is that not an eye? There are animals that can, light. Like, can only see light.
Yeah, they can
detect
light.
They can't see, they can't, like...
In the same way, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're saying. You're saying, like, we both can detect light, and we both kind of use that light to...
They grow towards the light, or they take in the information and they use it.
Yeah.
Like, they think about it somehow, I think.
I guess they do think about it somehow. I mean, they're still like conducting like studies on just these type of things.
I don't think we'll ever understand like plant and mushroom sentience, or like how they work, even, because we don't get it still.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of bold of us to try and understand every single thing around us. Maybe there are some things that just are unexplainable, or some things we can't really comprehend at the moment.
Well, that's why people turn to God, because if they, you know, it's the idea that like you accept that you can't explain this shit, so you just be like, well, God's got it.
Yeah, I guess
I'm a chill.
Well, it's not really I'm a chill. It's more of like giving them some closure. I'm a chill. God, let me be vibing. But nah, God is not really like an escape. It's more of just trying to understand the world around us when we can't really understand it ourselves.
Yeah.
It's not really escaping, it's just accepting something that might be true or might be false.
That's very accurate for me. Yeah. Like, you can see the world around you, and you kind of have to accept it, but then you also have to question it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, why do certain things grow in certain places? Why are things the way they are?
And I think we've done a pretty good job in understanding that understanding a lot of things so far in terms of science.
But then why do we fucking damage all of it so much? If we understand how ecosystems work.
Well, mainly it's just greed, isn't it?
Why do we damage it?
Money. I don't know, what other people
think. There are
other
ways to get money.
There are other ways to get money, but, you know, I guess...
You can exploit other things.
You can exploit
other
things.
You don't have to exploit the environment.
I mean, I think we've been exploiting everything. So, the environment, even though it's a big part of it, it's just one of the many things we've been exploiting
it's sad,
for decades.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Even though it's I would love the forests and the rainforests to not be touched, and just to let the animals and everything there just live normally. It's probably not going to happen.
Even this where we are now, these trees, they're not naturally planted, are they?
No. We're actually currently sitting on some stumps that were cut down. God knows how long ago. But,
all these trees, the big ones, are planted in rows?
Yeah,
all in lines?
Just a few meters away from where we set up camp. If you, walk over there, you can see these trees. And they look perfectly planted. They're planted in rows, very neat rows. And those ones are planted to be cut down. But I don't know if they're going to be cut down because they've been growing and they're big, so they've been growing for hundreds of years.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, because even here, I don't know if they might eventually work their way over here, but it feels like no one has been here or worked here for a while. I think it's fucked how, this forest, we're talking today about how this forest was the designated hunting area.
For the royal family.
For the royal family.
Yeah.
In the 17th century. And that's why it still exists. But even in the deep of it, where it's still here, there aren't any trees here that used to be here. It's all replanted. It's all...
Mm.
Now it's a bit wild and it's a bit overgrown. And it's really, really lovely, actually.
Yeah.
It's a perfect level of rewilded. But once they come in and they start harvesting these trees in 5, 10, 20 years,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna fuck up all of this, and they're gonna tear up all this moss, they're gonna kill all these small cedar, you know?
Yeah. And obviously the
saddens me.
Animals who live in here are probably gonna have to migrate somewhere else.
We were sleeping with the boar last night.
Yeah, boar rummaging around in our food.
I didn't hear them.
You didn't hear them at all?
No, I'm deaf.
Ah, shit. I think they were literally right next to my tent, because I didn't take a look, but I heard some plastic bag rustling.
So that's the second time you've been in a tent and you've heard boar?
Yeah.
Why do you not open and have a look?
Because I don't want the boar to charge me.
Bro, they're not going to charge you.
Yeah, but just in case.
No, they're scared of you.
Yeah, and I don't want to scare them as well.
If it charges you, then they know you're there.
Fair enough.
They can smell you. I'm sorry, you stink.
Yeah, fair enough. I do stink
they know
of
you're
smoke
there.
And sweat. So, yeah, they probably do know I'm there.
Yeah. That's what Andrew Tate is like.
Smoke and sweat. He does have a glistening bald head whenever I see a video of him.
Did you drink all your wine?
No. Oh, shit.
Oh, you dickhead.
Yeah, I did. I drank all my wine.
Sure you didn't pour it over the ground?
I think the fucking beetle got a bit of it. Look at that. It's not
it's
even
the drunk beetle.
In a straight line.
Which one is it?
Which one is what?
George Ringo. John Paul. Pope John Paul II. Me and my mum broke into the Vatican.
What the fuck? Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about, and you just said you and your mum broke into the Vatican.
Yeah.
What happened? Why'd you break in?
Yeah, the Pope was doing a concert. He was DJing up on the top deck. And there
was he DJing in his little fucking Pope mobile?
Yeah.
With his bulletproof glass around him.
He had hot pants on as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were all the fucking priests and monks in that church not monks, whatever the fuck. Well, like raven, priests and nuns.
What?
The Pope.
Yeah.
He's DJing. So were the priests and nuns vibing with the DJing?
I'm sure they were. But anyway, those people aside. On the way in, there was a big burly Italian man, and you had to pay him money.
Was his name Mario?
You had to have a ticket, yeah. Oh. You had to have a ticket to get in, and we didn't.
And what did you guys do?
We did a little fence jumping. There's a picture of me, about 5 years old, stood next to a dwarf wrestler.
A dwarf wrestler?
Than me at age five.
Why do you have a picture of you standing next to a dwarf wrestler?
Because I thought he was cool.
He took a picture with him because he thought he was cool.
Yeah, I was at a dwarf wrestling event.
Oh my god.
And he was just there and he did a
body
slam.
Why the fuck were you at a dwarf wrestling event at five?
Bro, because I was at Butlins.
They have that at Butlins?
Yeah, Butlins is wild.
What the fuck?
Yeah, been to Butlins.
What?
You wildin'.
The fuck? I did not. I thought Butlins was like Legoland in terms of it was like children's amusement park.
No, they get little people and they pit them against each other.
This was like what, 2006, 2007?
Around then, yeah. But for real, yeah, there was a little bloke.
What the fuck?
He was bald as well. His face looked about 50. And I looked about five. And
has to be like some human rights violation right there.
No. He was paid. He signed a contract. I assume.
Hopefully.
He might have been a slave. I don't know. I hope not.
I love how you said he signed a contract with so much confidence.
Yeah, I didn't ask him. I was a child.
Yeah, you were 5 years old. You
but I got a picture with him because he was.
Do you have a picture? Idol. Is it like printed out or do you have it on your phone?
It's on my mother's Facebook.
Oh, who do you used to watch? Markiplier? PewDiePie?
No.
Yogscast?
No.
No.
Although, I do you know Joe Hickson?
You didn't interview him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He worked for Yogscast.
Yeah. That's cool. How did you even manage to get that? And you got that interview with that guy that does, what was it? Construction London? Or like
Unfinished London.
Unfinished London, yeah. How did you manage to do that?
I just emailed them.
Oh, nice.
Some people will answer. You know Tom Scott?
Tom Scott, yeah.
He answered me.
Really?
But he politely said no.
Oh. Well, I mean, at least he, like, answered.
Yeah, he's a top bloke, him. Tom Scott.
That's fucking cool.
He's a top bloke.
I think I hear a woodpecker as well. He's pecking away at fucking tree. Yeah, it sounds like knocking. Can't get over how serene this place is. This is one of the most peaceful places I've ever been. You look like you're meditating. What are you meditating? No.
I'm just listening to the Boyds.
The Boyds.
They're beautiful, man. They're singing like... They're like, Squidly, come home for dinner.
Squidly, come home for dinner. Yeah, no, they're just calling everybody back home.
Yeah.
Making sure everybody comes back.
It's like, you know, when you grow up on the council estate and at like, you know, when the sun goes down, all the mums stand outside and they bang their pots and pans and they beckon their kids indoors.
Yeah.
It's just the same.
I've never lived on the estate. But I know about that shit where people come out and scream for the kids to come
back.
That's
more of like a 80s thing.
Yeah.
Back when kids were allowed to do things.
Yeah, your mum comes out saying, dinner's ready, come back home. And you have some shitty ass spaghetti bolognese.
We drank water from the well today.
Clear well. There wasn't much water coming out though because there's like a drought here.
There's a drought everywhere, man.
It's fucking
There's
ridiculous.
A drought in Canada. That's why they're burning.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Summer is nice, but, like, sometimes it's just a bit too much.
Well, you need that summer rain, dude.
Uh-huh.
But, like, just a bit is enough. Like, one solid day of rain every couple of weeks, we'll do it.
I think there's going to be a pretty long storm sometime soon.
Yeah, bro. You can feel it in the air, can't you?
Uh-huh. It's really heavy.
Yeah, the air's thick. The air is humid. It's got pressure in it.
Uh-huh. So there's definitely going to be a big rainstorm. I don't know when, though.
And my ear's bad, which is pressure-related.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
So it's going to be either like a really high or a really low pressure.
That makes sense.
I don't know which one it is.
I don't know if it's going to
be. My guess would be low.
Low, probably. I don't know.
I don't know why, though.
I'm not that into geology.
So. My only guess is that if rain clouds are going to come here, then that means the pressure's low.
I have no idea.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I can search it up.
Like, Google what is the pressure like before a storm? If it goes low or high.
Falling air pressure.
Oh, that was right then, yeah.
Yeah, low air pressure.
That's how it feels to me. It's the same shit as when you go up in an airplane.
Mm.
You know, you're up in an airplane and your ears feel weird.
Yeah.
Because the air pressure is lower out there.
Yeah, it's lower up there. Yeah. Because there's no air.
It's the same. That's why my ear feels weird. Like, my ears are so reactive.
Does it feel like your ears are popping?
No. Well, no. It feels like I'm just underwater, really.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's been like that. They've been like that all day.
Shit.
But it's partially because of my biology and it's partially because of the pressure.
Shit, man.
And it's the same with sometimes nosebleeds. People react like, everybody reacts physically to pressure. It's like one of the only weather effects that properly affects you.
Yeah.
Apart from temperature. Mm-hmm. But temperature and pressure, nothing else really affects you.
I mean, depending on where you are, wind as well.
That's just pressure, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because wind is just when there's high pressure air and low pressure air. I love South American coffee.
South American coffee is really fucking good.
I like me a big booty Latina coffee bean.
Big booty Latina coffee. Oh, God. Yeah, a lot of places actually get their coffee from South America.
Like Colombian and Peruvian. Oh, it's the best.
They're pretty good.
Pretty good.
Really fucking good. Yeah, it's kind of funny because like Costa and like, what is it? Nero Cafe. I think they're like Italian.
Yeah.
And they still get their coffee beans from like South America.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit silly.
Yeah.
Then it's not Italian coffee. It's South American coffee.
South American coffee made in London.
There's a big trend. Yeah. There's a big trend as well that's coming in lately with African coffee beans. They're a bit acidic for me.
Uh-huh. And I guess Africa is a pretty good climate to grow coffee beans.
I know you haven't, like I told you about it, but you haven't seen it.
What?
But can we just briefly talk about that bloke that's running across Africa?
Yeah.
It's taken him...
Russ Cooks, what's his name?
His name Cook?
I think so. Russell Cook.
I don't know. His YouTube name is The Hardest Geezer.
The Hardest Geezer.
Well, basically, he's like some skinny ginger fuck. And he's just running across from South Africa all the way up to whatever is on the north coast. I don't know.
Like Algeria or Egypt.
Yeah, it's not. It's one of those. Anyway, but yeah, and he's doing it just in one go.
Shit.
And he's got a support van with him. But it's only like a couple of people.
Mm.
And it's many, many borders through many, many dangerous territories.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And really, really unforgiving land.
Yeah.
Just running through Africa with the wildlife and the sun.
That is insane.
And he's a ginger bloke. And it's going to take him, like, I think 400 days or something. And he's on day, like, 100 and something.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He's just fucking going. And I think he'll do it. But you watched
the day what?
100 and something.
Holy
bro,
shit.
He runs like a few, what are they called? Yeah, he runs a few marathons a day.
A few?
Bro, yeah. Do you know how big Africa is?
Yeah, I know how big Africa is. Africa's fucking huge.
Yeah, almost as big as the United Kingdom.
Almost, yeah, just slightly bigger than the United... No, slightly smaller than the United Kingdom. Nothing can topple the Great British Empire.
The United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland.
And Ireland.
And the Falklands and Canada and Australia and New Zealand and India.
So yeah, we're basically like the biggest country in the world.
Good. The other day I had an argument with my conservative grandfather about the British Museum and their artifacts. And how he was saying they should be kept here so they can be preserved and kept safe.
Oh wow.
I was like, bro.
That makes zero sense.
So like you think that people around the world aren't capable of keeping their shit safe?
Yeah, obviously, because they're not British. They're not British and not better than us, you know. That's why.
That's like if someone picks up a phone on the train, gets caught doing it and goes, oh, I was just making sure it's safe.
It doesn't make any sense. Surely the safest place would be where it was originally built.
Yeah, the safest place for like a mummy is in a fucking tomb.
Yeah, fair enough.
Maybe it should have been left, but I don't know.
You know, I heard a pretty good joke about the Egyptian pyramids, and it's like, why are the Egyptian pyramids in Egypt? It's because it was too heavy for the British to take.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, it's too heavy for the British to steal.
He just told that with a very lackluster enthusiasm. Sorry, great joke, but
I'm very nonchalant with my tone of speaking.
Why are there still Egyptians in Egypt?
Why?
Because they were too heavy for the British to take.
God. Why is the sand in Egypt?
Because it's too small for the British to take. Do you know how small clay is? Like bits of clay. Do you know there are grains of clay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Clay is granular.
Yeah.
Do you know how small it is, though?
I don't know.
Bro, let me Google it. You'll be blown away. Yeah, so clay is 0.002
millimetres. 0.002 millimetres?
Yeah. A bit of clay in diameter. Isn't that mad?
That is insane.
Compare that to a grain of sand. That is tiny.
Shit. I did not know it was that small.
Yeah, I just find it quite interesting.
What the fuck? That is ridiculously small.
It's like one of the smallest things. I think that's why clay is such a good construction material.
Yeah, it makes
because
sense.
Because it binds, because it can get in everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's so small and it's so fluid.
Yes, that's why there's some fucking school, when you're playing with clay and shit, there's some pieces of clay that just does not leave your hand no matter how much you wash.
You played with clay in school?
Yeah, like, not played with it. Like, you know how you have art and you, like... There's, like, we had, like, one art lesson where we had to make, like, clay mugs.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
And how'd it go?
It's not too bad, yeah. Actually, like... They're, like, unlike most other school projects, we actually finished it. Like, the clay was, like, put in the oven and then we actually glazed over it with some, like, paint. And it was nice. We got to take it home, but mine broke in my bag.
Rip. Yeah. On the way home?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was a shame.
Were your parents proud, at least?
Yeah, they were proud of me.
That's good.
Exactly.
That's the point of school.
Exactly. Just to experience new things.
No, to make your parents proud.
To make your parents proud. Yeah, that's the point of school. Yeah. Don't learn anything. Just make your parents proud. But I think that's kind of fucking stupid. They put a lot of emphasis on grades, but at the same time, school is always like, but grades don't matter, and like failing is key.
I think school is about confidence. I think that's all it is.
Eh.
That's the most important thing it can teach you.
I guess confidence is one thing, but the problem with confidence is that it's not going to get you through exams. And at the end of the day...
You don't need exams if you've got confidence. You can get a lot of jobs if you're sneaky, you can figure out ways to get jobs.
Yeah, but that also relies on you being smart, and I know some fucking confident motherfuckers who say dumb shit with like their chest held up high.
That's true.
So confidence is one thing, but I guess having good intuition is another. Cause the most basic things that school teaches you is English, which is reading, maths, which is logic, and whatever the fuck else they teach you. And maths and English are...
Science.
Science, yeah, I guess, to just understand the world around
science
us.
Science is just, yeah, environment.
But I guess English and maths are the main ones, because, like, wherever you look, and if you go to any sixth form application form, they'll always say, like, requirement is, like, a 7 or a 6 in maths or English.
Yeah.
Anything else is, like, it's fine.
I find it interesting that mathematics is graded at such a, like, an equal standpoint as English.
I mean, to be fair, like, it is pretty, like, subjective. That's the word, I think.
Like, do you think it's better for a person to be good at maths or good at writing?
Personally, I think they're both equally good. Like, some people might not think that, but I think they're both equally good. Because English helps you read and communicate with people, but maths also helps you communicate with, like, the world around us.
Yeah.
Because if you ever think about it, everything is measured, everything can be used to measure. Like, we wouldn't have launched the first man into space without maths. Because there had to be a lot of calculations.
We just do it.
Yeah, we just get a bunch of dynamite and shove it in there.
Yeah.
Like, cooking as well, recipes, all this shit. Maths is required.
Yes.
But English is a lot... Oh, shit, I got a bite. Big fucking bite.
Just don't. Bro, that's big.
That's a big fucking bite.
You're right. Well, this has been the podcast episode that we've done from the forest floor. Thank you for listening. I've been here today with one of my best friends, Caius.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
It's okay, Squiggly.
What do you call me?
Squiggly. I can do that anytime.
Yeah, okay. Have a good evening. Good morning.
Good morning, good evening, good night.
And good night. That's a
Truman Show.
That's a Truman Show.
Yeah.